Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Instagram at Little Empire Podcasts.
A huge thank you to our sponsors, Akama Cola. You've been through it thick and thin with us.
Sure have.
It's getting real thin now. It's getting real thin.
Thank you to Akama Cola for idly standing by and allowing this breakdown to happen.
Yeah, I think you needed stage intervention.
Yeah.
But I think the intervention will be gorgeously catered.
Isn't it?
It's gorgeously catered.
And I'll tell you who it's going to benefit. Everybody.
Yes.
The poor.
Absolutely.
The rich.
And everyone just have a lovely little beverage break with a little Akama Cola. Halfway through the intervention, where they're trying to stop Alison Rose from doing this podcast. So thank you, Karma Cola, for not only sponsoring us, but catering our eventual intervention in weeks to come.
Love you, Karma.
Love you. Bye.
Along to a brand new episode of Boners of the Heart with your hosts, Alice Nedden and Rose Matafil.
I'm trying to say my last name right now.
How do you say it right?
Matafil.
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 Say it again.
Matafil.
So you soften the
Not
A.
Not really, I don't know.
Oh, well, I'm trying.
I mean, I don't really know how.
That's hard for my sister's Matafil. Name is Merita. But my family has just got really badly used to calling her Merita.
Oh, it's so bad.
To the point where now when I say it correctly, I feel weird about it, but I shouldn't. I should feel the opposite.
You should feel cool, man.
I should feel good about it.
We are coming to you live from the foyer of the Hugh Theatre. And because obviously we are both doing comedy festival shows in the next couple of weeks. I think, because we are in the theatre, and we are in the theatre vibes at the moment. God, I'm tired. I thought maybe...
I'll take the lead if you want.
Well, do you know where I'm going with this kind of segue?
Yes, I do. I do.
Oh,
I do
cool.
know where
okay.
you're going.
Take it over.
Hey, you're in the theatre.
Oh, no. Don't do that voice.
One of the things you might notice is a gentleman or two of an attractive stature... So today we're doing theatre bonus.
That was really good.
Thank you. I felt good about it.
Yeah, it was good.
So, Rose, do you want to start talking about your person first?
Yeah, well, I mean, so we've done this kind of thing, I think, before where we, like, remember when we did the musical one where I talked about how when you see someone on stage, like, the strength of, like, a crush can be so overwhelming and just the show time of... You watching a show, being like, I'm in love with this person.
Yeah.
I have to follow them.
Yeah.
Not follow them. On Twitter, not home.
Sometimes home.
Potentially, right? I think it's so prevalent in comedy, I think. And very prevalent in acting, I suppose. And when you go to like a great show and you're like, oh my fucking God, that guy was so hot.
Yeah.
We're talking more about like, I think, old hats of the old theatre. Old hats?
Sure.
Old hats.
Old shoes.
Old shoes of the old theatre. And I was listening to another podcast, actually.
Who have you been listening to on the side?
I don't want to say.
No. Who have you been listening to?
Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin. Here's the thing with Alec Baldwin.
I fucking hate that podcast.
Do you?
Okay, here's what I don't like about it. It's the New Yorker of podcasts in that it's like it plays that wanky jazz music in between.
Yeah, true.
And he does these awful introductions. I'm like, who do you think you fucking are, mate?
But who
you're on a podcast.
I know.
No, it's not the radio.
I don't like him. I don't like him. No, no, fuck you. I don't like him.
But fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. I don't like him. But I love the guests that he gets. I guess that you wouldn't hear on any other podcast. Like, Debbie Reynolds, no one's doing fucking podcasts with her, right?
Okay, so that's fine, that's true.
I only do it for the guests. He is annoying. I do agree.
I just think there are better interview podcasts out there, like The Nerdist. I feel like Chris Hardwick does a better interview.
You're not going to get Elliot Gould on The Nerdist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And Elliot Gould is tight.
Yeah, we've spoken about him a bit before. He's hot. Didn't he go out with Barbara Streisand for a bit?
He was married to her for ages. And he's a bit of a theatre crush of mine because he started in the theatre. And, oh, my God. I mean, I'm trying to ignore his Ocean's 11
vibe. Don't ignore it. Lean into it.
Would you lean into that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, okay. So right, anyway.
So who's your theatre crush? Talk us through
it. So actually, it turns out that he wasn't interviewed on Alec Baldwin's podcast. But.
Oh, there's a truck.
But so basically, at the moment, I'm watching Feud. Actually, I've finished Feud.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I'm looking forward to
which
it.
Which is a show about Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, Susan Sarandon, and my God, mind blank.
You're talking about Jessica Catherine Zeta-Jones' character?
Jessica Lange. And it's a good show. It's average. It's kind of a bit... Nah, it's not great because I'm really interested in all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But one of the characters is played by a little old guy called Alfred Molina, who I've always had a thing for.
Of course.
Okay, so what do we got, Alfred Molina? We got Frida.
I liked him, in Chocolat.
Oh, nice in Chocolat.
Chocolat.
Sorry. Our friend yet again, Madeline Sami, is just actually off mic right now, and she has just showed me what she's looking at on her phone, which is a headline on the New Zealand Herald, I suppose, saying we must leave Earth in 100 years.
Okay,
Thanks for that pep talk, Madeline.
I'm going to bring this back on track and do an old-fashioned segment. Alfred Molina's net worth. Do you want to take a wild stab in the dark?
Oh, okay. 12 million.
No. Lower.
5 million.
Higher.
8 million.
Yes, you're on that money. Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
That's so good, eh? Good for him. It's quite hard to make that money in theatre, mostly. A few films, but...
Yeah, okay. So he's in that. Okay, so he's just got... He's got a couple of things that I really dig. Okay, dark hair.
Yeah.
Really into dark hair. You know my Clark Kent dark hair, brunette.
Yeah. That's something I'm personally into.
No, but his overweightness is tight.
Yeah,
like he wouldn't be good. He wouldn't be who he is. Oh yeah, I just imagine
he'd look good skinny as well. I reckon.
True, he would look good skinny.
He looked good, whatever.
His, like you can just imagine him just like bundling you all up in his body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
God, yeah.
I reckon he'd be hairy.
Fuck yeah,
hairy chest.
Really hairy thighs.
Yeah.
Really hairy thigh and a hairy butt.
Do you like a hairy thigh?
I don't mind a hairy thigh.
You don't mind it, or you like it?
I don't mind it. I'm okay with it. His height's 1.89 meters.
1.89 meters?
Yeah.
Nice.
How tall are you? 178? 179?
I'm 177.
Yeah.
What's that? We've pulled up an image of Alfred Molina from... we just Googled Alfred Molina topless.
He's just such a handsome dude.
He is.
Jesus. And do you know what?
Beautiful brown eyes.
Yeah. He looks a lot like the guy from Spider-Man who played...
Doc Ock.
He's
in Spider-Man.
I know he's Doc Ock, but he looks like the other guy in Spider-Man. Yeah, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. What does that mean? Willem Dafoe. Ha! What was that? That is crack up.
I think it was a vocal cord spasm.
Anyway.
Oh my God, he's been married to his wife since 19.
Oh, but then that's a sad story.
86.
It's a sad story, I think.
Why?
It's just a sad story.
Well, don't lead him with the... Oh,
I can't
Jesus.
Go. I
we
can't
just
go
at
into
photos
it.
Of him, and he's so cute.
He's so cute. I'm so glad you're on board with this.
Yeah, of course I am. Really? Matt just said she feels so fucking gay right now.
So yeah.
Okay. I don't think there is a sad story behind that. Oh my God, he also is a grandfather to Alfie. He's got a grandchild called Alfie, which is my nickname.
That's so cute. No, Alfred Molina's wife is a very, very sad story. She's in very advanced stages of Alzheimer's, and he's, you know, he's been with her for a while since she's gone through that. So,
oh, that's amazing.
It is a sad story, but you know, he loves her very much, and that's very, very sweet. So, you know,
This is a nice story too.
It is a nice story.
Did I tell you about how I knew someone with Alzheimer's who forgot everything? But remembered all of their high school French and now speaks a lot in French.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
The mind is a terrifying thing.
Isn't it? Absolutely.
The notebook.
Well, sorry,
stop talking,
Madeline,
if you're not talking to a friggin' microphone.
I was just saying there's an alternative draft of the notebook.
Is well, that actually
that was
true?
Worth it. Yeah, it was really, really worth it. Oh, God.
We got that off mic.
Oh, I haven't been timing this.
What?
I haven't been timing our podcast.
That's all right. I've got a little thing in front of us.
Oh, thank God. I don't want to go a minute over, as you know. As you are well aware of.
I go for hours.
I like to do...
I enjoy your company.
I do as well.
Enjoy God. Your company.
Me too.
You're always asking to be left alone in it.
I rubbed deep heat into Alice's back the other night.
Yeah, you did. That was nice of you. It helped me get a good sleep.
Did it?
Yeah, it did assist me getting a good sleep.
I don't know. Why didn't it make my hand numb? That's the case.
I don't know.
Maybe it was.
It doesn't make you numb. It feels more like a cooling or like a tingling, heating sensation.
Sick.
It's really good. I pulled my back. That's the end of that story. Actually, the full story is...
Did you go to the physio today?
Yeah, I did go to the physio today. It was all right. It was good. It was good. I'm worried she's listening.
Why?
No, I don't know.
Do you think she's a fan?
Nah, she's not a fan.
She's certainly not a fan.
No, she was great. She was great. I didn't get acupuncture, which is what I really wanted.
Oh, would love for someone to stick an old needle in me.
But they taped it, which was nice. But here's why I'm upset about pulling my back.
Okay.
Because I'll walk you through what happened. I'm shooting this web series for TVNZ where I recap episodes of Survivor New Zealand.
Amazing. This is true.
So I'm already in a situation where I'm not sure what I'm doing. And they've got me sitting on little like wooden stumps to do it.
Yeah,
and I've
got
a bare back and it's been giving me a sore back sitting for hours on this thing. And okay, I feel like I'm not getting any of your respect right now.
I'm getting your respect.
You're busy posing.
You said, I'm not getting any of your respect. And I said, no, I'm getting all of your respect. Yeah, I am. I'm listening. Go on.
Well, the story's not going to pop if I don't have a captive audience,
captive. Hey, I'm so captive, I'm bloody tied up on a pirate ship.
Oh, fuck, I hate you so much sometimes.
I'm drinking wine, man.
You're lucky I've got a quick turnaround on that hat. I've had so much anger in my heart lately.
Really?
Yes.
Is it the period?
Yesterday, maybe I am on my period. Yeah. I'm day three. But maybe it's yesterday and today. I was in my car, full noise yelling, fuck! Like screaming,
genuinely.
Fucking hurry up! Like losing it. And I was like, what the like something's wrong with me. I did it on my driveway yesterday, and then I did it on Anzac Parade today.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm cautious
of the fact that like I would never direct it at anyone. Like I just do it like down in my seat, so no one hears.
I think that's good.
To let it out.
I think it's good to let it out like that, for sure.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm worried I'm losing my mind.
No, I think if you were losing your mind, you'd be yelling it in your own head.
There's something quite powerful about being as angry as you can be with there being like, but being like a safe environment where there are no repercussions for it.
That's true. And your car is such a safe space, isn't it? I miss driving a car.
Not necessarily, but yeah.
No, I mean, inside your car. Like, when I'm driving alone, I like to sing out loud a lot. I realize because I don't drive anymore in England, I don't never sing. I never sing.
Yeah.
I never sing, Alice, and it's a very sad thing.
It is sad.
It's a very sad thing.
My favorite thing about a car is...
You can tell
is,
I'm drinking wine right now.
Almost without fail, every time I hop into a car alone, I'll fart. Just because I finally feel like
totally,
I'm in an environment.
Totally, man. It's a safe space.
Yeah, it's a safe space.
Love it. I love it.
And no one's there to judge the smell.
Apart from you. And if you're judging the smell badly, you're like, something's wrong with me, man.
The other day, Riz and I were in my room.
Yeah.
And under my duvet, I let one really rip.
Yeah.
Rose just piped up and was like, you keep that under that thing.
Tim, did you order chips? Oh, yeah. Tim ordered fries. That's very nice.
Anyway, so I hurt my lower back was aching, as per usual, right?
Yeah, as per friggin'
usual. Sometimes I'll find myself in a sitch. Look at that. They brought you aioli, Rose.
Oh, my God.
You're such a sweetheart, Tim.
That's so cool.
Anyway, sometimes I'll find myself in a sitch where my lower back hurts. So to compensate, I leant over to pick up some pants off the floor, but I used more of my upper back than I normally would, and then I pulled my upper back.
Oh man!
And I felt so old and vulnerable, and I let out like a
giant fart. That's what it sounded like.
No, it was like a groan. It was like a guttural groan, like an.
I was there. I was in bed.
Yeah, you did nothing, I'll point out.
I was very...
You were on your phone.
No, I wasn't. I was asleep.
You weren't asleep.
Oh, cool, yeah. I wasn't. I remember now, yeah.
You were like, this is my impression of you when I did that. You're like, oh, you should probably do something about that. You going to do something about that? You should do something
about that. You should go to the physio. That's exactly what I did. Madeline looks so bored right now.
Oh, fuck
she's
her.
Watching.
She decided
yeah, fuck
to come
her,
and watch.
Yeah, it's true. She's just watching. Her. What's the worst thing about what?
I'm just worried about my red wine mouth.
Yeah. Again, I'm so happy we went to her for that content.
Okay, hurry up. Okay.
Let's talk about your fucking back again, shall we?
Okay, so I want to hear about your theatre boner, Alice Sneddon.
Okay.
You're eating chips right now. Context.
You know how on Facebook they have a lot of those master classes going around at the moment where you can sign up and get a master class from someone?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah. Go so on. Occasionally...
yeah, okay.
End of story.
Go on.
So, one master class popped up in my feed the other day. So far, I've seen Christina Aguilera.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
Shonda Rhimes.
Steve Martin.
And Werner Herzog.
Yeah. Oh, Hans Zimmer.
I haven't seen Hans Zimmer's.
This is an ad for Masterclass now. Go on.
Anyway, the other day, what should pop up in my Masterclass feed? Well, not, you know, on my Facebook. They're obviously targeting me.
Yeah, no
David Mamet.
David friggin' Mamet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, David Mamet, little playwright.
Yeah.
And you'd expect, hey, you're a playwright. You don't need to be hot.
No way, Jose.
You don't need to be hot. You're behind the camera. Oh, yeah. You're the mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You look like a crazy person. Right now.
Are you taking a photo of me now?
Yeah. Carry on. Keep talking about you're the playwright.
As a playwright, as behind the camera of the mind, in terms of creating a story.
You're definitely onto something.
Yeah. So, you don't have to be necessarily conventionally attractive, but guess what? God went, hey, I'm going to give him the ability to write plays and also give him the ability to make pussies wet across the American nation.
Absolutely.
The Syrah is going
right,
straight
the purple heart for today's podcast.
Yeah.
It goes to David Mamet for all the pussies he's made wet across the nation.
Totally, ma'am. Okay, so run me through why he's hot. So he's got that friggin' salt and pepper S&P beard going on.
Yeah, he wears a thick frame on his old face.
You love a thick frame. I love a thick frame.
A thick frame on a dude.
Yeah, lovely.
And here's the bit I hate about myself as to why I'm into it. I found him to be so obnoxious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really obnoxious in his masterclass where I guess it's like they're setting themselves up as the master, aren't they? So it's hard to avoid being confident in your ability, you know, like they're the master, so they've got to own that they know what they're doing.
Totally.
But I was kind of like looking up his works, and I was like, oh yeah, okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What has he done even? Glengarry Glen Ross. Like,
yeah. But wag the dog.
Glengarry Glen Ross is a real epitome of that kind of wave your dick around, obnoxious dude. Like, I reckon, I imagine that he, because I mean, the amount of people who like do that fucking always be closing speech thinking Alec Baldwin is the man, and really he's the worst person.
Yeah, it's awful.
Know, it's like when people watch Mad Men and they're like, fucking Don Draper's a fucking sick dude, man. It's like, no, that's not the point of Mad Men.
Yeah.
He's a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah.
And people misconstrue for like this weird like male bravado thing that's like
100%
like kind of weirdly like cool. But I do get you on the sense that it's not cool, but it is hot.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
The thing is that David Mamet, like, okay, well, first of all, the first thing I noticed about him was his hands.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's got, like thick fingers.
Oh, no.
Thick, but, like, lean, but, like, perfectly square. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, big mitts, eh?
Big mitts. And he was just, like, the way he was just, like, it was, like, so authoritarian or something. Yeah. And I just, like, I watched the video just, like, sitting there kind of, like, dead in the eyes. Just, like, over and over again.
I can imagine him and I, okay, at a lake house we own together.
Yeah.
We've got that much money. He's smoking a cigarette on the porch. He's reading the paper. And I come out and I'm like, David, David.
And can I do David right now? This is what I think. Okay. Yeah, you be, I'll be David.
David,
please don't Angela, interrupt me while I'm doing the crossword.
Wow, I felt that. I felt that. Okay, what about like a little bit later on when they're at Tetchy? So David, Angela, and Michael are coming over for dinner, and you still haven't got the wine. You still haven't got the wine, Dave. No, we're in the scene.
Okay, what's that?
Angela and Michael are coming over for dinner. You still haven't got the wine. Where is
just
the wine?
Just give them the whiskey. There's whiskey in the cellar.
Okay, fine. That's quite good, yeah. He's the kind of guy who doesn't like...
Yeah, because he would have agreed to get the wine already.
Yeah.
And then when it actually came time to follow through, he'd be like, this is fine.
Yes.
Why are you anxious
this? He'd gaslight the shit out of you.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Do you know that Shoshana from Girls is his daughter?
I do. Zosha Mamet.
Yeah.
I mean, kudos to her. Kudos to him having a child.
They're all the children of famous dads in that film.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
In that TV program.
They all do, eh? Maybe that's the key to succeeding in comedy as a woman.
Famous family and wealth. Are those David Mamet's hands?
They're lovely. They're actually really lovely hands. I agree with you. It's a babe.
Yeah.
Mads is over here on the phone duty bringing up some images for us.
We've spoken about hands before because I think the first time I ever noticed hands was Brad Pitt in The Mexican when he's fondling the gun.
Can I ask you a question, Alice? Would you fuck your own hands?
Would I fuck?
Thank you for the question, Madeline.
I reckon I fucked my own hands more than anything else.
That's for the assist.
That was great.
I feel like you set me up and I knocked that out of the park.
Okay, that's let's not talk like. About the joke a lot.
Pardon?
It ruins it if we talk about how the joke
works. No, that went really well and I want to make sure everyone listening knows
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. Okay, so
that joke killed. Like right now, they're still in the laugh.
Yeah. Hey, I killed in the foyer.
In the foyer. God, they're coming. Let's give them a moment. Let's have a moment of silence for them to come down after that joke.
Okay, I just want to interrupt the moment of silence to give you present you Alice Nannon with a purple heart for bravery for finally tackling the issue of whether or not women are funny or not.
Yeah.
The answer is an absolute 100% yes.
Thank you.
Only resolved by that joke just there.
Thank you so much.
That tipped it over.
And I want to take this purple heart and say, it was all me. There was nobody else who helped.
Oh, man.
Okay, so, I'm Dave. So I just want to kind of round him up and saying that, that weird obnoxiousness, whilst... It's a very strange thing. It's it was sexuality and attraction, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because sometimes fucking assholes can be attractive, and you don't know why. And it might be pheromones.
Yeah.
And it might be like, you know. Mads is pointing to us each. What are you saying?
You're saying we're assholes.
We're saying fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But we're attractive assholes. Yeah. I get it. We're lovely little bleached, attractive assholes.
I'm sitting in this chair, and I don't have a bleached asshole.
I don't think I'd bleach my asshole either.
Asshole?
I don't.
I don't think I've got a very nice asshole, to be honest.
I don't really look at my own asshole.
I've never received feedback on it.
Yeah, I don't think receiving feedback on your asshole is the...
But also, I'm just nervous because there's been, like, so much damage done to that area. I'm like, what if it is weird and I just don't know and I'm walking around with this weird asshole and no one's got the courage to tell me?
Okay, I think so. Mads, you got to take one for the team.
Will you look at my Mads asshole, Mads? Look at the tell look me at if asshole. It's weird or not.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I want to help you, and I don't know how.
Okay. Will it help if I say that there might be a purple heart in it for you? If you were brave enough to look at Alice's asshole.
I'll shower first.
I will look at your asshole and give you an honest opinion if that's what you want from me.
I'm already scared.
Alice, why don't you just take a picture of your asshole and just chuck it around on the Google Drive?
Yeah.
And then we'll all have it.
I will. Well, hold on. Are you guys like confident in your asshole?
Does anyone like their asshole? Has anyone ever looked at their asshole and gone, oh, that's nice?
I reckon.
I think some people do, yeah. They're proud
for
of it.
Sure.
Them. Yeah. I have never looked deeply.
Why did you do inverted commas when you said some people, Rose?
Some people. No, I didn't do inverted commas. You lie.
You must have
lied.
I've definitely seen my own asshole.
I don't look at my own asshole a lot because there's a lot of junk down there to like pull apart, right? To go see it.
I'm squatted over a mirror.
Why? How often are you squatting over a bloody mirror, man?
Like annually?
Annually. Annually. Wow. Okay, we shouldn't drink wine when we do this now because it goes even more off the rails.
Someone's like, all right, it's that time of year. I'm going to get out of here and squat over
it's
a mirror.
It's a little checkup. But it's like vaginas, you know. Every vagina is different and beautiful. Every asshole is different and beautiful, you know what I mean?
Do you reckon? Yeah. I'm so nervous about it now.
Maybe there's a smaller spectrum in terms of what's great with an asshole than with a vagina.
Sure.
But you know what?
I think I've got a friend who will legit look at it for me. I've just never had the courage to ask him, but he'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen his.
Yeah.
Medically speaking. Yeah.
Okay, well, I think if anyone wants to see Elsa's asshole, you
and
can
give
go
me
back
an honest opinion. But like a fair opinion. Like, don't just rip into me for the fun of it.
Yeah.
I need to, like, I don't know what makes a perfect asshole.
If there are any doctors listening, or you know what? A vet. Even a vet.
Maybe a wax asshole, but the thing is when I've never had any hair down there, I feel like it's so sweaty.
Have you had a wax, when was the last time you had a wax?
Oh, fucking ages ago.
Wax is a horrible
I'm feeling like I quite like a full bush at the moment, but like trimmed
on the side. Full bush is nice. Yeah. No, like get that kind of trimmy razory thing going on.
I don't like it too narrow. Like I like it to feel like it's in the V, but
no,
it's tidy.
No, I mean like trimmy razory thing over all of it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, like so the hair's not as long.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That's sick. But yeah, full bush is real nice. I think
but
it is
But
nice.
I have had my asshole.
Oh, me too.
Dealt to.
You mean, same. I mean, I don't think
but
it's that
I
painful.
I don't like it. It makes me feel like my asshole is sweaty.
I think it really makes you feel like you can feel the wind between you.
Oh, yeah. When I've had a Brazilian before, I felt like it was so cold.
And when you piss, yeah, it's so cold. Oh, my God.
So
when you
cold.
Pee, it's so cold.
Yeah.
It's so cold on that.
I found I had a Brazilian for a character in a TV show.
Oh,
that
here
I made.
We go. Sure, was the character Madeline Sami?
It was a character choice. And
but
I felt
she was
violated.
Fully clothed
I felt like
the
I violated
whole...
myself.
Really?
Yeah, I felt really vulnerable. It was weird.
Did your character ever get naked, or was it just something you needed
she
to do?
She wore a lot of skimpy outfits. It was for Pasha in Super City, and we actually built a camel toe for Pasha.
Oh my god.
So so there's lots of things shoved down there all the time. And also as another character I had to wear a merkin that had a bleached thing.
Wow.
So I actually had to I had to wax all the hair off and then stick a merkin on. And
Madeline's an actress in New Zealand, by the way. We're a lot about internationals. A lot of our listeners are genuinely international.
They're genuinely international, so they won't know who the fuck
they
you are.
They will be like, who's this bitch?
Why is she taking up all the precious airtime?
All they got
ow,
from that is...
I tried to lunge towards you with the mic and then I ripped up my hair in the chair. Ow. My hair got caught in the chair. Ow. Ow, guys. Ow. Alice.
No.
Fuck, man. This is over. This friendship, this podcast,
it's
this
not
goddamn
over.
Night.
It's I not. Fucking... The reason why we stay friends so long is because I'm not a yes man in your life, all right? I give you the truth. Yeah, you have too many people putting up with your
fucking
shit.
I'm like Jesus Christ Superstar. I'm like Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't know that reference.
Well, do you know Jesus Christ? It's pretty similar. It's pretty similar.
Fuck.
Okay, all right.
The material I did about Jesus Christ last night tanked.
No, it didn't. It was good.
It
I really
did.
Liked it.
Tanked.
I really liked it.
Tanked.
Anyway, can you wrap up the podcast, please? Because I'm in a chip.
Yeah, sure. I'll wrap it up. Bring, bring.
Oh, no, no time.
Ring, ring.
Okay, one call.
Hello?
Hello, it's me, Jesus.
Oh, so we're just, sorry.
Hello,
sorry,
it's
sorry,
me.
Sorry, it was while someone was trying to just clear the glasses of the
it's
table.
It's me, Jesus.
Okay, hello, Jesus. Wow, what an honor, what a privilege. I thought you were...
Yeah, it's me, I'm calling again on a podcast. It's a Jesus. I just wanted to say, your material last night was terrible.
Genuinely, I'm all for yes ending. And I never want to
Rose, is that...
But you look like you were having a breakdown.
Rose?
You were having a breakdown.
It's not me.
Stop it.
It's not me.
Stop
Jesus.
It. No, you know what? I'm gonna film you right now. I'm going to film you right now.
I just wanted to say that material last night about me was a terrible.
Okay, I'm filming you.
Hey.
Like, for later hey, on.
Excuse me, is Alice there?
No, Alice,
yeah, Jesus,
this is you.
It's me.
You're talking to yourself.
It's me, Jesus.
You're talking to yourself.
Jesus, what's wrong? Why do you think that material didn't work? Oh, because it's not funny.
Oh, my God. Boo. That was astounding. That was concerning.
Can I directly follow up with an apology?
Yes. A quick one before
okay,
we go.
I'd like to apologize for what just happened. I'm not in a good space. I think that's all I've got.
That's beautiful. Alice, I appreciate your effort to turn this podcast around, but it sucks to be you. It's never going to happen. Thank you guys for listening to this terrible... Ow, I just ripped out my hair again.
Oh, shut up.
This has been Bonus of the Heart.
Thank you, Karma Cola.
Yeah, thank you so much for... I mean, really, I think they're going to pull their sponsorship after this one. But please stay with us. We need you. We need you.
We need we you. Need we love you. And can you please come to my show if you listen to this podcast?
And can you please not come to my show if you're listening to Alice's podcast, okay. Which is this podcast.
Bye.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Goodbye. We're drunk. Sorry.
Bonus of the Heart.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try
and so far all of these Marvel films have delivered on their promise of to take a normal guy and turn him into a superhero. I challenge you to show me one Marvel film where a normal guy stays a normal guy and nothing weird happens to him.
Ant-Man.
No, you're wrong, because in that, I believe in that movie, he shrinks to the size of an ant.
Wow.
That might be normal to you, Joseph, but to me...
It didn't seem too, like, beyond the pale when it happened in the film.
Okay.
I saw it, I was like, meh, and what?
What else you got? Ant-Man?
Yeah. I guess when he commanded the army of ants, I was like, okay, well, that's not something you see every day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.